so close, but yet now so far away?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely a hard pill to swallow. You know, I look back over this game and just missed opportunities on our behalf. Our defense, man, played outstanding. And offensively, you know, we gave ourselves a shot towards the end, you know, even with all the adversity throughout the game, you know, we had an opportunity. You know, we just weren't able to come through with it, you know. So, you know, I know a lot of people, I know Blair probably put the blame on himself. But, you know, throughout this season, you know, without him, you know, there was a lot of games we would have lost.
Did you get a chance to talk to him today after the game?
Briefly. You know, I just told him, hey, man, you know, we love you. Those 9 points that were on the board, you know, you accounted for those. You know, and just keep your head up.
Does it hurt more, Adrian, because every year you play longer and you realize your careers are finite and you only get so many shots at this?
Yeah. It's definitely harder because of that. You know, you think about the OTAs and what it takes to get to this point, and, you know, having to do that all over again, you know, that really what hurts the most. And, you know, you think about the way we came out and you know, kind of dominated. And, entered the fourth quarter for 9 points, 9-0, and to come out and lose in this fashion, you know, it's a dagger. Was the weather a big factor in what?
In what, your game plan, your footing, all those things?
You know, of course, you know, it was, but, you know, obviously we played through it. You know, I felt like we played well. You know, I felt like offensively we should have converted more and turn those 3 points into 7, you know. But, you know, overall, you know, I feel like offensively, defensively, special teams, we, you know, we played at a high level, and we gave ourselves the opportunity to, you know, to be playing this week.
What were your emotions, even though you know that Blair would take this personally? What were your emotions when you saw it miss right at that time, with everything you guys have put up with this year and what you have come through?
And, I was initially just in a state of shock. I couldn't believe it. I didn't know. I thought it was fake. It was just, it's kind of hard to explain. It's really hard to explain.
Adrian, we never see Teddy get really too high or too low. What sort of emotions did you see from him and really as a young quarterback that's going to steer this team in the future?
I think he held himself well throughout the game. Of course, you know, this type of loss, you know, everyone is emotional, you know, and, you know, he took it hard. He took it hard, and I just told him, you know, I just appreciate everything he did this season. And, you know, we'll learn from this, and God's willing, come back to this next season, and, you know, we'll be able to sit back and watch the first round.
Adrian, talk about this group of men in this locker room. You guys are a close-knit group. I'm sure you're going to have your exit interviews and all of those things. But immediately after the game, what did you tell these guys?
You know, just, you know, keep your head up. You know, we have another opportunity. You know, just remember this and how this felt. So when this opportunity presents itself again, we really take advantage of, you know, those opportunities.
Your thoughts on Mike Zimmer and the job that he and his staff did this year?
And they did an outstanding job adjusting throughout the season, you know, putting us in the best position, figuring things out throughout the season and, you know, allowing us to go out and play fast, you know. So I took my hat off to them, and I look forward to another season with them.
Chad Greenway.
What were you thinking when the fumble popped out? Were you thinking not again? What were your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, it was tough, you know, because I had the first down and, you know, just my mentality is trying to scratch for extra yards. And, you know, that was one of those, you know, times where I should have just put the double on route it, you know. So, you know, after that, it was just, I mean, just praying defense, give us another opportunity. So, I look back on that and say, hey, you know, I don't put that ball on the ground. They're not able to you know, get that field goal and take the lead. You know, so that's something that'll haunt me throughout this offseason.
B-Rob and Chad Greenway compared this loss a little bit to that 2009 one to New Orleans. How does it feel compared to that one?
Yeah, it's right up there with it. You know, because, you know, we felt like there was so much promise for us this season. And the way we came out, you know, no one gave us a chance. And, you know, to come through, and I feel like we dominated throughout this game. And, you know, to kind of give it away in the fourth quarter. And the fashion that we did, it's right there with the NFC Championship game.
On a positive note, Chad.
Say it again.
On the fumble, the linebacker to be grabbed your arm, almost like he was trying to have someone else come in and strip him.
I don't recall it, you know. I just recall the ball going up in the air and me scratching, trying to get it back.
On a positive note, Chad Greenway says he definitely wants to play another year. How do you feel hearing that? Because you're close to him, obviously.
Yeah, I feel good to hear that, you know, because him leaving out in this fashion is not what I would want for him, you know. So he deserves more. He has brought a lot, you know, a lot of leadership and just hard work and just that warrior mentality, you know, to this organization. You know, I have nothing. That's my brother. I love him. You know, so when I'm out there fighting, you know, he's one of the guys that I'm doing it for even more so. So to hear that, you know, it makes me feel real good. We need him around.
So you're probably sick of people saying this 30-year-old gets a rushing title, 31 rushing title, right? Sounds pretty good. You ready to do it again with Chad next year?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, I can tell you this, you know, coming back for this next season, it'll probably be one of my best seasons.